Yeah, I didn't think we were on it as well as maybe we wanted to in the second, and then yeah, we think up 3-1, I think we try to, or we need to stomp on their throats, and we weren't able to do that and kind of let them hang around like you said. So yeah, that second period we kind of let them back into the game and then didn't close them out in the third.
Is it a fatigue thing?
I don't think so. I think, I mean, we have played a lot of games in a lot of days, but they're coming off they're the end of a 4-game road trip too. So everyone's, it's kind of like the way it works. So kind of need to bear down a little bit and kind of got, I don't want to say complacent, but we weren't on it and as focused as maybe we were the past two games. So that's kind of, I think, where the let-up maybe happened. It seemed like they were sitting back a little bit and kind of letting us, wind up in our own zone and then kind of trapped in the neutral zone. Felt like we didn't get too many pucks behind their D, and when we did, they were already side reel back and, were able to get to pucks quickly. So I'm not sure if that's a factor of us not getting enough, generating enough speed through the neutral zone, or if that's them kind of trapping. But it definitely felt like everyone was in front of us, in that third. Well, I guess the first time is maybe a little bit, but you put it behind you the next shift. Whether it's a good shift or bad shift, you kind of gotta reset yourself on the bench and go out there and try and prove yourself or get another goal or do the right things in the D zone. So yeah, it was cool at the time, but you kind of gotta park it and reset your game. I think at the end of last year, I was playing at a pretty high level. I think it's a little different playing on the wing. Still kind of figuring out little niches here and there. But, yeah, I mean, I'm happy with my game. And I think my forechecking's gotten a lot better getting on the puck. So kind of just being rewarded for that.